Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hanging out with Tom Hanks and
Rita Wilson.
All these people. We saw the pictures,
Matthew
David.
Rhys. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was a fantastic weekend. I can't say I was really hanging out with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but you can. You were in the same room, right?
Okay, I was in the same room.
There you go.
Now, I didn't get to interview Tom Hanks. I so wanted to interview Tom Hanks, but we got to interview everybody else, including the director and all the stars in the film. And what a film. We got to see it Saturday night, and we were with a group. I was with a group of other media people, and you could feel there were some moments in the film, and I don't want to dissuade anyone from seeing it, but you start crying. And so you could feel the people on both sides of you shaking, like that shaking you do when you're crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's
there
okay.
So many, it's a wonderful film, and it's touching, and that's why you're crying. It really does get you in so many moments. And it's fun to see Pittsburgh in it, too. Like, not only did they do right by, you know, representing this Pittsburgh icon, Mr. Rogers, but it's neat to see the city. There's one scene, and I don't want to give away too much, but there's one scene in a restaurant downtown, and you like recognize the restaurant. Oh my gosh, they're at that restaurant. And then it turns out to be this scene where, just pay attention when you watch the movie, because there are a bunch of appearances of faces of people that you will recognize, Pittsburgh people. And then it turns out to be this moment in the movie where everybody in the theater starts to tear up. So it's a fantastic film. They did a great job.
So how was Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers?
You know, I thought he was fantastic. And whenever I interviewed some of his co-stars and the director about it, they said this was not him impersonating Mr. Rogers. This was Tom Hanks trying to embody what Mr. Rogers was. And I think that's a good way to go into the movie, thinking that it's not going to be our exact Mr. Rogers. And yet, by the end of it, you know, you totally, you know, are into it. It's the what do they say? The willing suspension of disbelief. Like, you
forget
you believe
that it's Tom Hanks and you think
exactly.
You're watching Mr. Rogers.
And David,
that's exactly it.
His wife, Joanne, mm-hmm. said that she loved the film and she thought it captured him. And one of the things that she said, which I found interesting, is kind of the question that might be, well, what don't we know about Mr. Rogers? People would be surprised to know. And she said he had this great sense of humor. And mm-hmm. she used the word whimsical, which is a word he used. And I it seemed like everybody close to him, including Mr. McFeely, David Newell, who we mm-hmm. had on a couple of weeks ago, said everything he's heard was good.
I learned a lot about Mr. Rogers, and I actually read the article that this movie was based on, the story of this writer for Esquire who wrote this article about Mr. Rogers, and perhaps he went into it a little bit cynical when he was assigned to do this, and his interaction with Mr. Rogers is really what this movie is about, although they fictionalize it. They sort of take it to a different level. But I learned a lot about Mr. Rogers I didn't realize. Like, even his dealings with children, like the writer talks about, like, you know, on the street, Mr. Rogers would sometimes kind of be mobbed. He was a celebrity, you know, and the way he dealt with those kids and the way he took time with each of those kids, it really shows you a lot about him. And you see that in the movie, too.
All right, so give us the behind-the-scenes part of going up and being a part of this. I mean, what we always see are the people up against the backdrop of the movie thing and all these flashes. What's it like being on the other side?
This was interesting because they took over an entire floor of this hotel in New York. And so then they would call you, like each reporter would get called upstairs to this floor. And then they would tell you which star you were going to interview. So it was sort of like you would sit in the hall outside like you were waiting to go see the principal. And then you go in and they have it all set up. They have all these lights and there's a producer off to the side. And you get about 4 minutes with each star, so they're giving you time cues. But I have to say, every single one of the stars that I interviewed, they were so into it. They were so excited to hear I was from Pittsburgh. So they shared their thoughts about Pittsburgh, and we're going to share those all this week on Pittsburgh Today Live. And then 5 o'clock Wednesday on KDK News, we're going to have a big report with everything in it. But I also had this one moment with the actor Chris Cooper, if you know who Chris Cooper is.
Oh, sure.
And I was asking him about, you know, Tom Hanks and how impressively he did playing Fred Rogers. And there's a moment in the film that's really another one that just gets you. And at the end of it, I said, what was that like playing that scene? Like, did you feel like it was Tom Hanks? Did you feel like, you know? And he, in all sincerity, looked at me and he said, whenever Tom Hanks got back up and looked him in the face, he said, it was like looking in the eyes of God. And he's tearing up as I'm interviewing him.
Wow.
Like, it really, I think it speaks to how powerful the film is whenever an actor, and you know they do these scenes over and over and over again, and he was moved like that. So it was really interesting to see sort of how they, you know, do everything behind the scenes and allow the media to interview the actors. And then they had just cool stuff. They had all the puppets lined up. So that we could take pictures with the puppets.
You interviewed a puppet, David?
I did. I got exclusive interviews with the puppets.
King Friday.
Yes.
David Highfield.
Tell all.
Well, you know what?
Has given us all permission to go to the movies and cry.
I think a lot of us are just excited to see this film just for so many reasons. But the fact that Fred Rogers, even way beyond his passing, is still influencing people. And now more adults maybe than ever before. We'll get a flavor of what it was all about in the first place.
Yeah, well said, Larry. I think that's very true. Everyone kept saying, it feels like this is the right time to have this movie come out. Like, maybe this is a message that we all need to hear right now.
David Highfield, Pittsburgh Today Live at 9, and throughout the week, we'll look forward to your stunning New York trip reports on a beautiful day in the neighborhood, David. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.